Fab.
Hey, Charles. What's up?
Feeling a bit like today's discussion might get us in a bit of trouble.
Uh-oh.
But it feels like this is what we are here for, right?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Today, we're going to do something a little different, where usually we're talking about, and in our discussions, we try to be really fair and balanced in our perspectives and our opinions. You know, we really want to make sure that both sides are represented, and we do our best to act like responsive and civil citizens.
Yeah, we try hard. We try hard because we're both very opinionated.
Yes, we are. And today's no different, but we're going to kind of switch things up and talk about some things that we feel very passionate about that may very well be unpopular opinions.
So people might hate us for this.
They might. But they'll hate you because you're going first.
Oh. Of course.
So, Fab, what is on your mind today? What is your unpopular opinion?
So, I don't think mine is that bad. But I definitely know that it's unpopular.
Okay, but you can't set it up like that because you're already trying to pander the crowd here.
Okay, all right. Because I do feel very strongly about this. So, I'm a big movie buff. Mm-hmm. I love movies. I've been a movie fan since I was a little girl. My uncle is a huge movie buff, and he always exposed us to film.
Okay.
And there's a distinction between film and movies.
You're one of those.
Right? So, when I was in college, I had not watched Scarface. And Scarface was really popular in my age group, especially among the guys. I have met a guy, and he found out as we were getting to know each other that I've never watched Scarface. And he was so excited. He wanted me to watch this film that he called it.
Sounds like a good friend so far.
And he was like, you know, come over to my room. We're going to watch Scarface. You're going to love it. And I was kind of a little excited. At first, you know, Scarface didn't feel like a movie that I would watch.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just so excited about it. And he liked it so much that I thought, hey, maybe I'm wrong about this movie.
Well, not just him, but there are millions of people who...
Every guy I knew had a Scarface poster in their room, or they would quote the movie. So I knew famous quotes from the movie before I even watched the movie because how much people around me loved this movie.
And it's starring, can we really talk about the main star here? This is Al Pacino. I mean, we're not talking about some fly-by-night.
So I'm going to give you two unpopular opinions because this is by far the worst role that Al Pacino has ever played. He was so bad in it. Like, so bad. It's a terrible movie. It is the worst movie I've ever seen.
So you didn't like the accent? Like, what was it?
Okay, the accent was hard to get through. I mean, my second language is English. Mm-hmm. I am a native Spanish speaker.
Okay.
So to hear a Spanish accent butchered so badly, I think that did it for me. It was really hard for me to get through the movie.
You're like trembling right now. Wow, this
but
is intense.
The cliches, the bad acting.
So not all Cubans have guns and... Hold on. Is this like breaking news?
Let me just say that. I think there was one Cuban in the whole movie about Cubans.
Yes,
like there were no Hispanics or Latinx or Latin Latinos, whatever you want to call us. We were not in this movie, okay? That was supposed to be about us. The accent was incredibly offensive. Like, it was so offensive.
I feel like I want to quote some parts of it just to
get if you say hello to my little friend. I'm gonna leave.
You're talking to me?
That wrong movie. That's a different movie.
Ah, okay, good. So you know your films.
I'm a big fan of Robert De Niro. So not all his movies are great, but I'm not offended or insulted by the movies he's done. Scarface, I'm blown away. I don't understand why it's so popular. I don't understand why people love this movie so much. It was bad acting. It was a bad story. The story really wasn't even realistic. And was it supposed to be based on a real person?
I mean, there were some notes there. So just for some context, right? I mean, this was to mimic a lot of the heavy drug environment that was existing at the time. And to be fair, you saw this movie many years after it was made.
Yes.
So it's almost kind of like when you're watching like an old sci-fi movie and you look back and you see how bad the special effects were.
Yes.
It feels like you maybe had that experience.
No. This story show has stood with time. I've watched like older movies that I can appreciate.
That's right.
Because I know the context, right? It was also supposed to be this, what, Miami?
Yes.
During the 80s or 70s, whatever time period was on. So I understood that part of it. It just did not save the movie for me. I hate it. And it became this thing that whenever I would meet a guy and he would try to show me Scarface, I would be like, nope, I seen it. I'm not interested. I don't like it. It is a terrible movie. I'm sorry, Al Pacino, but it is not for me. Wow. And I was offended when I watched that movie.
The disrespect. I'm offended now.
Please don't hate me, but I hate Scarface.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to continue to be civil, but you are really pushing the boundaries here.
Listen, I know that you have a lot of unpopular opinions, so come on, cuff it up. What is one of your unpopular opinions that you don't readily tell people?
Well, this one definitely might get me in trouble. I've already talked about the handkerchief thing, which isn't a popular opinion, but also just really annoying. But I've gotten some good feedback. There are a lot of people out there who agreed with me.
It is actually not an unpopular opinion. We did a survey, and most people agreed with you about the handkerchief.
Okay, great. So I think, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get some more supporters. So my unpopular opinion is, now, let me just set this up. I tip, okay? If anyone learns...
So you just got at me for trying to pander to the audience.
And
I'm
going to
do the same for you.
And I let you pander. But if anyone remembers anything from what I say, remember that I tip, okay? Now, the difference is that I tip based on service and not on the cost of the meal.
Mm.
You know what? I can already hear the applause in the background.
I'm actually hearing gas.
Because they're like, how brave is he to finally come out and say the thing that I've always felt? Like, that's what I feel like people are saying, you know?
But I'm already a little bit like, where are you going with this? But I'm going to let you finish your story.
Well, you and I have talked about this before, so I already know where you stand. I want to make sure that people understand, again, that I do believe in tipping.
You said that.
But I don't really care about how much the meal costs impact how well someone serves. And so if you do a great job at serving, and I will say this, great service, I am a great tipper. I will give myself
so,
that nod.
I'm trying to understand this here. So like you say, you don't care how much the meal costs. So if a meal costs $500.
And the service sucks.
And the service sucks. What are we talking about here?
Probably somewhere in the range of like $5, $10.
Oh my God. No, I
don't subscribe to this percentage nonsense.
You're gonna get shot. What?
I don't subscribe. Well, first of all, I'll never go back there. So, you know, like, lost a future customer. But what does this...
$5?
What does the size of the bill have to do with the service and the size
usually,
of the tip?
Because usually the waiter or waitress mm-hmm. has to work a little harder, but you feel really comfortable...
I said 5 to 10, but go ahead.
You feel really comfortable if they were a crappy waitress. This is for crappy waitresses mm-hmm. or waiters, right? This is... If they were really crappy... You'd feel really comfortable putting $5 down and walking away.
Yeah. I mean, again, I said 5 to 10. You know,
ten. Let's go with the 10.
Don't lower the bar here. But yeah, I mean, but I will say in my defense, the opposite is also true. That if there's a small bill and great service, I sometimes even pay more in the tip than the cost of the bill.
So can I ask, what would make a waitress or waiter... In your, like, dining experience, uh-huh. be a crappy server.
Oh, okay. So, for me, it comes down to something very simple. I think a really great server is someone who can read the customer. Because there may be times where...
You want them to have psych degrees?
That would be nice. And I would definitely tip if they had psychic ability. But you can tell... like the mood that someone's in, because it's not always the same. Sometimes you go somewhere because you just want to be left alone. Like, I want to order something. I don't want to have a conversation with a complete stranger. Don't ask me about my background. Like, I just want to drink. I want to eat. And then I want to go.
But
and
how do they know that?
Because my face. my face is the face of someone who says, leave me alone. And so if you ignore that, then to me, you are choosing to not... respect me as a customer.
Is this like a point thing? So like, do you start like at a high?
Oh, no.
And then as they do, you keep going down?
No, or no, no. Is this the like... opposite. Everyone starts at... So this is the beauty of it, right?
Oh, no.
Everyone gets a clean slate.
So you start them at zero.
I start them at zero, right?
I can't believe you do this.
I start at zero. Everyone gets an opportunity to work up.
Oh, my God.
And again, I have all the love in the world for servers. I think that they do an amazing job. It's not easy at all. I know it's not an industry that I could work in. Like, but if you are working in that industry, and, you know, we're going to bypass all of the sometimes shady things that happen, right? Where people aren't being properly paid. And I totally understand that. But because that's what you're doing, you're representing the establishment. And so how well you do that, to me, is a reflection not just on that person, but also on the entire restaurant.
Okay, fair. So I do think that if you are not a great server or you are in a bad mood, that you should get tipped less. But to me, tip less is 15%. I cannot.
And why 15? Where's that coming from?
I don't know. It's not coming from me. I didn't make that up. I know that 15 is the lower end. And 20 or more is the higher end. So to me, if someone gives me best service, they're getting 15%.
Wow.
And that's what I've determined best service is.
You are generous.
Because I really feel like you. I can never be a server because of how difficult it is. So mm-hmm. I just know how... I'm an introvert. So dealing with people is a lot. So I just feel like, here you go. Thank you for dealing with people on a day-to-day basis. I know that job is not easy. So for me, that range is a lot smaller. It's either you get 15 or you get 20. For you, they could get 1% or they could get 50%.
Or they could get 50. So to me, the odds are much greater. I mean, yeah.
I'm a little bit more predictable.
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess even if someone gives you like an amazing, would you go above the 20?
I have gone maybe 22, but I cannot say that unless I'm a regular in a place, I do not go higher than like 25% if I'm not a regular. There's times that I regularly get to know when we used to be in school mm-hmm. and go to the same bar every day, she got way more than the 25% just because she was really great and we just knew her. But if I'm in a new place, that's my standard, either anywhere between 15 to 20, 25. That's what the waitress is going to get.
You know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that because I really feel like people are going to be on my side now. Because I
do not know, because with me, they never get zero.
But they never get more than 25. So,
well, yes.
You know, it's kind of like a shot in the dark. But what do you guys think? Do you think that Scarface is as bad as Fab is making it out to be?
Yes.
Al Pacino, I mean, one of our beloved actors in this industry.
He needs to take that movie out of his resume.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'm really shocked right now. Or do you subscribe to a much more sensible opinion about dining and tipping?
AKA Hunger Games.
If you want to call it that. About how it's better to tip for service rather than the cost of the meal. But as always, tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you. Please leave us your opinions and ideas. You can visit us on our webpage at imopodcast.com or on our Instagram at inmyopinion_podcast. So please don't hate us. This is just our unpopular opinion.